AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is at the White House meeting with President Trump. He's asking for Tomahawk missiles to help fight Russia, but the indication from the president is Zelensky is not going to get them.
I have an obligation also, though, to make sure that we're completely stocked up as a country, because you never know what's going to happen. In war and peace, right? You never know what's going to happen.
The president says he prefers peace. He will meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky praised President Trump for the ceasefire in the Middle East.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine. I think that, yes, we understand that Putin is not ready. I think not ready, but I think that I'm confident that with your help, we can stop this war.
Hamas announced plans to hand over the remains of an additional hostage later today. Former Trump National Security Advisor turned critic John Bolton pleaded not guilty to charges of emailing classified information to family members and keeping top secret documents at his home in Maryland. The AP's Eric Tucker was in the courtroom.
This indictment comes against the backdrop of additional prosecutions against other Trump adversaries, including former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. But it is also worth noting that this case is different than those in the sense that it was inherited by the Trump Justice Department. It had been underway for several years. And this allegation, this indictment, actually is more specific in its allegations than the other two cases.
Afghan police say Pakistan's military carried out strikes in southeastern Afghanistan just hours after a two-day ceasefire between the neighboring countries ran out. Los Angeles County has reached an $828 million agreement to settle more than 400 additional sexual abuse claims against county employees. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. New York's Republican State Committee is suspending a Young Republicans group
following the release of a group chat that included jokes about rape and flippant commentary on gas chambers. New York's Republican Committee says its leaders voted unanimously to suspend the authorization of the New York State Young Republicans to operate at a statewide level, but also says that the Young Republican group could be reconstituted at a later date. The chat messages have drawn heavy criticism from both Republicans and Democrats. The Young Republican National Federation, which is the GOP's political organization for Republicans between 18 and 40, says it is appalled by the messages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Criminal charges have been dropped against a Florida man who authorities say abandoned his dog in floodwaters near a highway as people evacuated the Gulf Coast last year, shortly before Hurricane Milton made landfall. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.